B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sports Hub. Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
Going to play this if there are no fans in the stadium?
Yes.
As of right now, it's at a quarter, right?
I think we can incorporate this right now to the show where Shoes just came in with McCone sitting center right there, three fingers deep in the mayonnaise, just downing it right now.
If it's the fourth quarter and they're up, we're just going to throw it on the broadcast with the crowd and all that?
I think so.
Why not?
I think we should do it.
Look at Fox. Be like Fox. Hashtag be like Fox.
How do we feel about the chance of fans in the building in the NFL this season?
I don't feel great about it.
I don't either.
I know we're going to try it. And then, I mean, Jesus, look at the baseball teams. You have baseball games being canceled here left and right, and there's no fans. First and foremost, you're worried about the teams.
Yeah, I know. It's just a lot more work for these teams if they bring all these fans into the building and they're, you know. Think about that. I mean, like how much more planning and
a lot of planning goes into that. Restricted areas, restricted entrances. Right?
It's hard to have fans at youth sports. Last night I had to kick a group of parents, not kick them. I'm like, hey, you can't sit in the bleachers. You have to sit way in the outfield behind the fence.
Lowthy's burying that lead. What'd you have to do? You have to get confrontational? What happened?
No, I just went over there and it was the other team. The other team had traveled to our field and they didn't know the rules. So
okay.
Well, it's kind of standard that you sit in the outfield. That's what most of the little leagues are being told. They're telling the parents to do, sit in the outfield. You can't.
So what
sit
did
behind.
They say? Were they okay with it?
They were fine with it. Oh. They had brought their chairs already. They knew. They just saw the bleachers and sat there by instinct.
Love a good bleacher. What's with that? Because you see,
you brought your chairs. What'd you bring the chairs
no
for?
No fans like from dugout to dugout behind the backstop, and you got to be all in the outfield and all spread out.
It's a good rule.
I take my chair. I'm a bleacher guy more.
In fact, that'd be like my favorite rule if I were in your position, Jim, or an umpire, not listening to all these lunatics.
My wife would rather be
going in the outfield.
They should
make. Now that, we were talking about the 1943 football season. And in 1943, because of the war, there were changes made to the rules that ended up lasting. Guys didn't have to play both ways in football anymore. Substitutions were allowed in the sport of football as a result of the 1943 season. Maybe this could be a lasting rule change in youth sports from the pandemic. Sure. And that is no parents get to sit near the field. You got to go to the outfield.
Yeah.
Now we have a good group of parents with our group, but like some teams that have that parent that chirps from behind the backstop the entire game. Like, that hasn't happened at all. This shit's been great.
My wife wants me to sit in the stands because I'm less inclined to make an ass of myself for other parents. But if I could lean on a fence, it's all day, babe, 24/7.
You're that guy.
The guy that makes the kid nervous. Like, the kid gets nervous because, my dad's embarrassing me or my mom's embarrassing
me. Throw him inside. Don't hit him inside this time. Throw it inside to him. He won't hit it. Let's go. I'm more yelling at my kid than not the other kids. But then they say I say shame the other kid. I'm not shaming the other kid. I don't even know the other kid.
You're that guy. The guy, we need to put you in the outfield from now on. Yeah. Put him in the outfield.
Not
put all the parents in the outfield.
I live life, man. absorb it all.
I live life.
Live the game. Breathe the game.
It's not bad. Like the little, I'm still coaching the little kids. The field's only 150 feet, so being the outfield is not even that far away.
The
it's
chirper.
Not of a bad seat.
Well, the chirper. You're the chirper.
Yep. Mom, batter. Mom, batter. Let's go, Billy.
You're
let's
the,
go.
You're the chirper.
Billy,
you're,
let's go. Get
you chirp, the, you chirp the umpires?
Set the tone. Oh, God, yeah.
Of course you do.
Attleboro last year almost got thrown off a game because I didn't know that it was a little kid.
Zoe's that guy. Zoe is that guy.
Twice.
Of course you are.
Coach had to come, hey, it's a kid behind home plate. I'm like, yeah, it wasn't a force out at second, okay? So the kid tagged the bag and you called him out. So it's on the ump. Know the rules if you're umping. Jesus. I don't care what old you are.
Wow. He was like, what, 13?
Yeah, trying to make 20 bucks.
Just older than Little League age? Like doing the game?
Play the game. Play the game the right way. Teach him the right way. Teach the team the right way.
That's something. Way to go.
Trophies for everyone.
All right. So maybe that's one of the changes. What were you watching last night? What did everyone watch last night? We're still asking that question today.
Would you watch, McCone?
I didn't see any ratings.
NBA.
Yep.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why? Why was that? I'm being serious.
What? Zion in the first game and then Lakers-Clippers in the second game. Those are that two must-watches.
How do you feel about their game presentation?
I think it works better than the other ones. I mean, I watched a little bit of the Bruins. I think that's going to be a little tough.
Can I tell you that the game presentation in the NHL, I expected more?
They dumbed it down a little bit.
The reviews have been so, they've raved about the NHL.
Yeah, that it was like put on a stage like a Winter Classic. I don't sense that. I like the backdrop of the NBA and the way they've, and I guess what, the things they tweak court-wise, and that's something I struggle with watching a couple of those early Celtic games, was the out-of-bounds line. It was very thin. I guess they did the real thick blackout now along the boundary. So you could see it clearly from TV because it sort of faded at times on TV.
Yeah, and they changed it.
I remember, Gordon Hayward was hitting a couple shots from the corner. And I'm like, Jesus, it looks like he's standing out of bounds. And I couldn't see the out of bounds line there. They changed the floor, which is good. So they're taking critique and are making it better, which is good. And that's what you want in a broadcast. You know what bugged me last night, though? Did you see the at-bats with Cespedes?
What about him?
He had a neon sleeve on his left arm underneath an elbow pad that he was wearing, underneath a wristband and a glove. And then when he goes to bat, and he's batting right-handed, obviously, all you see as a pitcher is like that left hand going up, and it's like neon. I didn't know you were allowed to do that. I thought you had to wear the color of your uniforms that's approved. Like the Red Sox wear red sleeves underneath. Like he had a big neon yellow-green sleeve up.
I don't think it matters unless you're the pitcher.
That's what I'm saying.
He's been wearing this whole time.
I know
they've been playing.
I know that, but I'm saying that would distract me as a pitcher. You know, like during day games and behind the pitcher, they black out the
sure.
Yeah, so you can see the ball better. I just thought, you know, less is, you know, let's keep it uniform out there. I just didn't see that at the next level, pro level. I can't remember another guy that does that.
Was it taking your attention away from those shiny helmets? Is that why you're upset?
Gorgeous helmets. I watched.
It did because it contrasted with the helmet. I didn't like the neon with the helmet. It just junked the uniform.
Well, you know, Zoe loves the Mets uniform.
You know what it was? It's like
he loves them.
It's like Cespedes went to Dick's before the game and said,
"Yeah, a little bit."
What size sleeve do you
What's
have?
What's available?
Well, I only have the Mets blue and a medium, but I do have this cool neon sleeve that's an XL to fit your massive left arm.
And you said, "I'll take that.
I'll take that one." And do you have one of those elbow protectors too, like a guard? Just put that.
I think his batting gloves yellow too. Did he make his gloves yellow to match it?
It bugged me. That's all. I mean, I got a pretty good TV, and it's just like, boom, it popped.
Big arms. That could be like one of a normal person's neck little face mask thing.
He is ripped, man. He's
massive.
Jacked. You're a big dude.
Yeah. That bugged me. That's all.
Okay, that bugged you a little bit. All right.
Just watching sports.
Well, good to know.
Yeah, sitting around watching sports.
I watched the Bruins until they went down 3-0. And I said, the hell with this.
I tapped out a little earlier.
Not doing this. Yeah. This isn't even a real game. I'm not doing this. What would be the point of that? Shut it off.
It's pretty cool how
feel
brought,
better.
It's pretty cool. Right at that 10-minute mark, though, they got both goalies out of there, and they made the switch. Like, not 1 minute earlier, not 1 minute sooner.
Like, we've bitched about the Red Sox a little bit and about Ron Renicky. We've done that, right, as it comes to the return of sports. I don't know that I'm fully in the mood of being upset about the outcome of games or upset about a truly, really bad performance by a team yet. I don't know if I'm at that stage yet.
It
felt, I don't know if anyone's at that stage.
Well, it felt like last night. How many times can you cheat death? The Red Sox late in the game and the bases are loaded.
Well, it just makes me wonder.
And
so
Barnes is in there. I'm like, he's giving this one up. I thought they were going to give it up last night. They didn't, to their credit.
Let's say the Bruins and Celtics come out and they're flat and they lay eggs here, right? I mean, they're terrible. How truly upset are people going to get about it? Will it match other years?
No, it won't.
I don't think it will.
No.
The Bruins are the team that I think has the best chance. I think everyone agrees the Bruins have the best chance out of any of the four teams in town right now to win a title.
That's fair. Yeah.
What if they get bounced in the first round? Are people going to be as upset about it as they would have been otherwise? I don't know. It's hard for me to envision
I think there's two ways. There's ways we both won't. I don't think I will. But I think there's another faction of fans that said, what are you guys? You blew it. Like, yeah, you had it set up for
I
you.
I don't know.
You had all this time off. You guys are all
it's
healthy.
It's just a
You crapped your pants.
It's a house money kind of situation. You're just glad to have sports back.
That's how I feel a little bit.
But that's going to change 10, 15 games into this thing.
Like, as a Red Sox fan, complaining about the team is what sort of makes you happy. You know, in a sick, twisted way, you're like, oh, this is great. This is what we do. We watch. We second guess. We rip Ron Renicky. All that. That's what's fun about the Red Sox. These other teams, though, like, yeah, they lose. I'm going to be like, oh, well, that sucks. But okay. You know, I don't know. Like last night, Bruins go down there. I'm like, oh, who cares? Well, whatever. Now change the station.
Yeah.
It's okay. Oh, whatever. Exhibition.
Sure.
Maybe that changes when it's real. I don't know.
Maybe not when it's real, but maybe after the three round robin games when it's actually playoffs.
Okay. Celtics Bucks tonight. And Kemba's already on that 15-minute restriction, which Brad told us. Yeah, he's already going to be.
You know what's
not
weird? I don't even feel like those are real games, though.
But I'm going to say that. But what if that? What if you watch that tonight, and it really feels like these guys are humping it, like they're playing hard. I see people getting on LeBron yesterday for playing no defense. What, he didn't show up play defense yesterday? I didn't watch that. Sorry, McCone. I didn't know that was a must watch. Like it was for you.
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
I know you're a big Duke fan watching Zion.
Oh, UConn.
Yeah. Yeah.
I watched some of that game. The Lakers-Clippers, that's a good game. I know Lou Williams wasn't playing, but it was a good game.
Well, I've got some preliminary television numbers for you on last night in Boston, how things did.
Oh.
What do you think most people were watching?
Bruins.
I felt like a lot of people were watching. That's based on Twitter and what people are up to.
First time out of the gate.
Yeah, I felt like this was the first actual Bruins game worth sitting down and turning on.
I know it's 2020, but the Red Sox game was on a network.
So that's easier,
that
for,
makes
old,
a difference,
easier
right?
For old people. Yep.
All right. Well, that's interesting you mention old people.
Old people don't have the some old people don't have the big
sports. All
right, I'll
get some, again, not official, but preliminary TV numbers from Red Sox and Bruins last night. Celtics going tonight. We'll get to that coming up next. Also, Major League Baseball adopting 7-inning doubleheaders. More on that in the way, too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What you know about going out?
Say, hey.
Okay, some TV ratings for you from last night here locally. What was the first NBA game last night?
I don't ask McCone. He was all geeked
was
up
it?
For it.
Pelicans Jazz.
That was the first game of the night.
Came down to the final seconds.
That game did a 1.74. 1.74. That's almost a 2. It's pretty good. The 9 p.m.
game.
Was
that a 6:30 start, McCone?
Yeah.
Yeah, 6:30 start. The 9 o'clock game did a 1.9. Surprised by that? Good numbers for random.
Lakers-Clippers, I would have expected a little better, though, I think.
No.
I mean, in comparison, those games pretty much did the same number, right?
Yeah, I mean, one was almost a 2. It's a good number. Other games that were happening last night, the local ones. I said, which one do you think did a better number? You thought maybe Bruins did okay.
Bruins, yeah.
Bruins was a tune out early. I watched a lot more Red Sox. It's still an exhibition.
You
know? Red Sox-Mets on Fox, 3-7.
Okay. That's up from earlier in the week from local games on NESN, which were down in the ones.
It was the highest rated sporting event of the night because the Bruins did a 2-6. Yep.
Okay.
Now, did you want to know about the 25-54?
Sure.
In the 25-54, Red Sox did a 2-7-8, and that's men, 25-54.
Man.
And the Bruins did a 3-2-2. So in
sports fans
in the like, you know, 25-54 demo, the Bruins did a better number than the Red Sox.
What's the geriatric number?
I don't have that.
Okay.
I don't have the old
60 and older. Yeah.
But
who put the game on?
I can just tell you that that means people over the age of 54 are carrying that Red Sox number.
This is what like Lewis and Helen would have to, while they're listening to supper on the old Victrola in the back before the Sox game comes on. You need like a liquor cart at home if you're listening to this stuff, like old time liquor cart.
It's nice.
Yeah.
I think you could do the whole show like this. Major League Baseball brought up that 7-inning doubleheader rule that they were kicking around.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
It should happen.
Starting, wait, when does it start?
When
August
start,
1st,
when
right?
You start making up these games, yeah.
As of now.
Yeah.
Right? That was what they put
tomorrow,
on.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Tomorrow. I remember I'm like thinking, oh, like later in the season. No, it is later in the season.
Yeah, you're there. We're there, dude.
1 week in. Yeah. So the double, 7 inning.
There's no point in having a day-night doubleheader anymore. You're not getting the crowd out and getting the crowd in.
So there will be doubleheaders that are a total of 14 innings with no extra innings being played, obviously. 2 7-inning games. They're in. Again, with the news that there are more cancellations that are like happening tonight, they're going to need them.
You just, here you go.
It's they're going to need them.
Yeah.
And they're going to play 7-inning games. And you know what's going to happen when they play those 7-inning games? You're going to love them.
Like, we want more.
It's going to be hard to, you know, get people to come around to the idea of making 7-inning games a regular thing. But I don't know.
Last night was getting a little long.
Let's see how we like it. Oh, a 22-minute?
I'm like, okay, I just want to make sure they didn't score, you know, in that eighth inning.
How long was the eighth inning in totality? The entire eighth inning? It felt like a long time.
Jim, what'd you text? 22?
No, that was only half an inning.
Yeah.
That was a long inning last night. Let's go to Jake in Boston. He's on the line. What's up, Jake?
Boys, I got three things for you on this Friday.
Okay.
Let's first start with Jared Stidham's move, which I did notice. I should let you know that the only time I've reached out to Kennedy Stidham was, you remember back in May?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Remember back in May when that Black Lives Matter protest happened in Providence? It happened literally on their street, which is right next to the Providence Place Mall. So I was kind of concerned that our starting quarterback was sitting here as a sitting duck in protest land. So maybe they aren't hunting for a new place because Jared can be closer to the office. Maybe the quarterback's wife got a little too narcissistic and literally broadcasted their whereabouts to the entire world. And now that they have that beta dog, guys, they kind of have to go outside to walk it.
Jake,
go to the bathroom.
Jake, you do any research on the price of that dog? They're not cheap.
They're not cheap. I mean, she's got to have an alpha dog like you and I do, Zoe.
Thank
we have
you.
The same dog.
Thanks. Oh, you do? They're awesome,
yes.
Aren't they?
Yes, they're fantastic dogs. But Zoe, first of all, Brady hasn't sold the house yet, per your request.
It's off the market.
He took it off the market.
It's off the market, but it hasn't sold.
Right.
It's not a great time to sell a $35 million house with the economy in shambles. But Zoe, you are the inspiration for this deep state. You.
Thank
because
you.
It's been 23 years. I don't think I've been as mad about a sporting event as when you guys no-showed in Tampa after Everclear Gate. So
I showed up.
I know you were.
I was 11-14 in that game. I had the first down in the fourth quarter.
I know, but I know you weren't the starter that day. You guys no-showed down there in Tampa.
I showed up.
So between
Jake,
that and the golf carts, Pete Carroll was dead at that point to me. And that's when this all started.
That was the inspiration for the Patriots deep state?
Now we already had. We were heading downhill.
Inspiration.
Week one, we were heading downhill there, Jake.
Yep. And then, no. You guys were a decent team until that.
Oh, we were. Inmates run an asylum there. We kind of took over everything there. Yeah, we called
the shots. Correct. Yeah. So when the inmates run the asylum and you got stage diving at Everclear, what was that, a Wednesday night? And then you go down and you know.
Thursday night, Jake. Thursday night. Get your days right.
It was even a Thursday, which I feel like makes it worse.
You can find the pictures in Inside Track from the Herald if you go back to that
day. I know, you guys are lucky social media didn't exist then.
Oh, my God.
And that was a good team. So to give you guys credit, that was a good Tampa team. But you guys no-showed that entire game.
He's right. It was a bad game. Not a good showing. As a team, bad.
I got to go up through the.
You were what, 11-14?
Yeah, something like that, I think.
Like twice?
No, I can't remember, but I knew I was pretty hot in that game. I was the only one moving the team that day. But I got to get taken up through the kitchen. I felt like Henry Hill, you know, in Goodfellas when they go through the kitchen.
Right.
And I wanted to grab the bread and dip it in the sauce and that, but they were doing that for security concerns because media was waiting for us at the hotel.
Because the media showed up at the hotel down in Tampa.
Yeah, I was like excited to get taken up, and they're like, this is not a good thing. You're getting taken up.
This is a good time for you to tell everyone again. What did Pete Carroll say when you guys got back after that all went down?
Hey, Connor, what the hell happened last night? Like, what'd you do? What are you talking about? Got news cameras everywhere. God, what did I tell you about having a good time? You got no one to stop having a good time. I said some girl got hurt. Now we got to deal with this, man. Yeah, you guys got to meet the press at 12:30. You get everything. Everybody get prepared. Know what you're talking about. You know, nothing happened, Coach. I don't know what you're talking about. I know nothing.
Gosh darn it, guys.
You got it. Now I got to find you. Contact detrimental.
What would Parcells have done?
Oh, he would have been waiting at the door. Yeah, he used to be waiting at the door. Honey, how you doing? I know where you. I was Daisy's last night. What? Because I know you were there. I know what time you left. God damn.
God damn, he's good.
He can't hide anything from me. He goes, I got my moles everywhere. Probably sent Maurice Carthon down there, sit outside in his car, watch us all go in. Yep. Pete couldn't do that. Bill could. We were afraid to go out around Parcells. We were not afraid to go out. We went out.
Parcells would have kicked your front door in it.
I went drinking Monday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday after the game.
Oh my God.
We would drink 4 or 5 days when Pete was here.
When Pete Carroll was a coach, you guys were drinking 4 or 5 days a week.
4 or 5 days a week.
Holy
we were Daisy's. We were Daisy's every Monday night. That's where everybody knew where to go. See us all there. We party with everybody there. And then Thursday night, we would be at the Purple Shamrock to see Jim Plunkett. Down in Faneuil Hall.
Yep.
Friday night.
Purple Shamrock and Daisy's, both RIP.
It's summertime Friday night. I'm going down to Tia's on the waterfront right there at the Marriott.
That's still there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That place is still
yep. Lori Lilly used to own it. She used to take care of us. That was awesome. Oh, man. DJ. Boom, boom, boom. Yep. Sunday night, be down at Water Club, down there at the tent, down in Quincy, your neck of the woods.
Well, that would be Water Works back then.
Water Works, correct.
Yeah.
Right. Water Club's there. Yeah. Duh.
Right.
Yep. I love Water Club. It's good food.
We know you do. Yeah. You know you do.
Fried fish is phenomenal.
Big fan.
Mm. Yeah, so we were going out a lot. Tuesday was the off day. I took naps, slept in, played video games.
And that is the inspiration for Jake in Boston to become the Patriots deep state, as I'm calling him.
I was ready to go, though, Jake.
That's
I could handle that. I could handle going out and playing. I'd sweat a little more, smell a little more. But, yeah, you get the sweat out after about the first quarter. Settle down.
617-779-0985 is the phone number. And it is sort of an agenda-free day here.
I told him, don't play Santa Monica. I'd blame Everclear for that.
I don't know how it's Everclear's fault that you guys decided to jump off the stage.
Because you knew things were going to go downhill if they played that.
Okay, but they weren't there for you. It wasn't a private show. They had the Paradise was packed with fans of theirs that wanted to hear that song.
We wanted to hear it, too.
Very popular song.
We wanted to hear it, too. That's the excitement. It kicks it. It's like, you know, you work out to that stuff and you start tearing stuff apart and all hell breaks loose. Sometimes you think you could fly and maybe you couldn't. But Cohen, you ever jump off a stage, clear 6 feet?
Unbelievable.
I have not. No.
It's a rush.
No. Not a lot of weekend headlines guys get called up to the stage for concerts.
By the band to then dive off the stage.
No.
Even in Worcester, he doesn't even get that treatment. Even in Worcester. All right.
Beat ourselves at Metallica.
I'm sorry?
Down Providence.
What's that?
Providence.
Down you did what?
What? Jim, what's the name of that place down Providence?
What did you do? Did you just say?
Yep, he said it.
Name of that place. The venue in Providence.
What do you mean?
The place where all the concerts are.
Dunkin' Donuts Center.
The Dunkin' Donuts Center.
The Dunk.
So we're down there for
Metallica. Providence Civic Center, I bet it was at that time.
We went out, we get down there and we had golf shirts. So we went out on the street right there and they were selling Metallica black t-shirts and we bought them and ripped our sleeves off. You know, just to be like, hey, we're cool. We're hanging with the band pregame. So we're hanging with Metallica in the back room. Then they get us in the pit. So we get the tickets for the pit. So the pit, they have those interlocking fence, those metal fences up in the front. So we're right up against it. Like we're like front row. There's no seats. So you're like down in the front where everybody's like, yeah. You're pinned up against it. And Wallabot turns. This is like halfway through the concert. He's like, I got to pee so bad. And I'm like, I got to go pee too. And then we're like, we got to go pee. And we turn, look, you can't move. So like, what are we going to do? He goes, Rucci's air lane. Let's go. Like, it was just let it go. I mean, we're
the whole group?
We're dripping sweaty jeans. Yeah.
Yeah. Just, wow. What a cool group that is to hang out in.
Let it go.
Oh my God. And they reminisce like, hey, remember the time?
That was the best. That car ride home.
Exit
line. We're calling two headlines. I'm going to end this for the sake
of
time.
Should have gave us all those beers.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
There's one thing in my life that's missing is the time that I spend alone, sailing on the cool and bright clear water. Who sings this, McCone? Come on. You don't know it. I'm punching you in the head.
I have no idea.
Is this
Little River
Band?
River Band.
Yeah.
Wake up.
Zoe's a big fan of this one.
Get out of Providence for once.
This is Yacht Rock right here.
Oh, my God. Just let this ride for a little bit. Feeling it out there. I went outside. It's nice out.
Is it?
Yeah.
Going on a boat this weekend?
Oh, yeah. Time for cool change. I know that it's time for a cool change. This is the kind of song where you're on the boat. You don't want a Yeti. You don't want a cup. You want a bottle beer. Clear one. I don't want the dark bottle. I want
like a Corona?
Miller Lite.
Miller Lite,
MGD. I'm sorry, Miller High Life.
Yeah.
Corona, that would make it. If there's one in the sign of water.
And it's there that I would say this is probably your top rock, yacht rock song. You love this one.
So you hear that, McCone? He's one with the albatross and the whales. Like, that's family. I'm there. I felt like that a week ago. I was out by Province down there. Whales everywhere.
One with the whales.
I didn't see an albatross.
No.
One with the whales.
I wanted to see a shark. Didn't see it. I just want to be awed by the shark. This is the jam, man. Why did they make any other songs after this? Like, I would have just quit.
They did. They had a bunch of songs.
I know they did. But I'm like, this could have been
like... Oh, they said, why didn't
they? They could have lived off one hit.
How are you feeling about the Cape this weekend for Sharks?
I'd stay out of the water.
I'm not loving their chances this weekend.
I'd stay out of the water.
Feels like there's been a real uptick this week.
You see what they did in Maine? You want to know how much you should be crapping your pants down in the Cape? Where up in Maine, we've been told, we don't crap our pants here. This is a rogue thing. Okay, it's a first shark attack ever recorded in Maine.
It is rogue, but it may not be considered rogue going forward now.
Do you see the restrictions in Maine?
What are they?
You're allowed on certain beaches where they attack it to go in up to your ankles.
Ankles?
And then
you don't even get to your knees?
The beach is further away. The restrictions are lifted slightly to where you could go up to your knees. Now, that's saying that means...
Hold on. Why can't you go to your knees under normal circumstances?
I go to my knees right here.
Like, what? Like this. But can a great white get into water that is as deep as your knees? What are we talking?
Three to two and a half feet. Yes.
They're going to swim in 2 feet of water?
They push the seals. If you if you've watched some of the drone stuff from up above, they're right on the break. Like, you go down there by Harwich, East Ham. The big ones are in Truro. That's where it drops from that. You know, it goes out a little bit, like for 10 yards, and then boom, drops. Sharks are right up against that. They're pushing the seals to the shallow water, and that's how they sort of hunt them.
Okay, but in 2 feet of water, are you going to get grabbed by a great white shark?
You want to chance it? That's why I said.
I would hope that in 2 feet of water, you're not in danger.
Get around friends and other people and send them out. You stay. I like to build this sort of.
Now, if you're saying 4 feet of water, then I'd say, well, 4 feet seems like a plenty of water for the shark to swim in.
If you're in chest deep water, you're aft, I think. Like, they're going to come in.
Yeah, I totally agree.
That's where most of these attacks are happening. Yeah.
I would totally agree with that.
But
24 inches?
Perfect.
They're swimming in that?
Peripheral.
How are they not beaching themselves at that point?
But why find out, right? I listen to the experts on this one.
All right. We got a call on the line from Josh in West Newbury.
Josh?
You know how we should know that person?
He's the mayonnaise guy.
You remembered.
Mayonnaise guy.
Man, your mind, it is a brilliant mind you have there.
Josh, it's either Josh.
A beautiful mind. It's like a trap.
I hear what I want to hear.
Yes. A Josh in West Newbury, mayonnaise man himself. Josh.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Yes, sir.
It's the mayonnaise guy, but I don't want to see that thing go to waste. So, you know, we only got a couple hours here. We got to get cracking.
McCone? A couple hours. Get cracking.
McCone just had some chicken parm. You want to put that right on top of that chicken parm, McCone? Mm.
You take it down to the Cape, maybe use it as shark repellent.
I don't know. I feel like sharks would be into mayonnaise, quite frankly.
They like the fat, the fatty content.
Right. Yeah. Like calorie-dense food. That's what they're into.
It's such an appealing jar, too. That blue cap with the just clear, you can see mayonnaise through it.
I'm really disappointed in McCone today.
Well, there's no money on the table anymore, so now I'm just eating mayo for no reason.
I do things for nothing. You dare me to do things. I do it.
I am disappointed in you.
You
for
want
taking,
me to do it?
Taking the three bills off the table, too.
You know what? I'm kind of feeling like I want him to do it.
He's got an hour and 13 minutes.
I'll do it.
Hour
I'll
and
do
17
it.
Minutes.
Are you okay? Are you okay if he sits here and eats it as we do our show? Because I just want to watch him eat mayonnaise and swallow it.
I'll do it.
Do you feel
you
safe?
You said I can use water?
I don't want him in here doing it.
You know
I
what?
Want him in here doing it?
Since you're not doing it for much, you could do it. Yeah,
for much.
I don't want him hiding in there where it's going. I want him right next to me.
No, I don't want him in here.
Will you three finger it?
I want him contained. No.
No, I'm spoon. Not. Just, I'm not just, using
just
the fingers.
Just the top.
No.
Three finger the top. Just.
No, I need a spoon.
All right. Let's get. See, the three bills are off the table.
Three bills are off the table. I mean, that was crazy.
All right, what would you give him for $100?
What do you want?
What's he going to eat? What's he have to consume for $100? Would you do that? Would you consider it?
What if I let you swim in my pool?
No, $100. How many cameo requests you got today? You can totally cover the $100.
We cover that.
But how much? Half the jar?
Oh, no. I want to see it go down. Because he's got some chicken in that belly right now, and I want to compact it with that jar. That 2 pound jar of mayonnaise.
I just don't think it's fair. When yesterday it was 300 for the jar.
2 pounds of mayonnaise. 30.
It's plus 2 pounds. Ounces.
What do you think 30 plus ounces is, McCone?
I guess that's. I never thought of it like that. Yeah.
16 ounces is a pound.
Wait, hold on. We had a bunch of people that were willing to like contribute in a GoFundMe type of pack.
Yeah, I'm really getting screwed in this situation.
Like yesterday, by the end, there was more than $1,000 on the table.
He didn't even consider it?
No, he never even came close to considering
it. My finger smells like mayonnaise for something.
Never even came close to it.
Didn't even touch mayonnaise. He was nervous. He was so nervous yesterday, though.
Do you have a Venmo,
McCone? Hell yeah.
All right, McCone has Venmo. If anyone wants to... But Zoe's going to put something up after offering 300 yesterday.
I said 100.
$100 for the jar.
Yeah. Whole jar's got to go down.
It's in the kitchen?
We put it in the fridge.
Yeah, it's in the fridge in my office.
Go pull it. Oh, it's in your office fridge.
Well, Zoe put it on the shelf. I figured if it's going to be on the shelf, I might as well just put
it in
the fridge.
Oh, we had it in the fridge yesterday.
This might be the most entertaining thing that's ever happened in our studios.
All right, go down there and get that, and we'll try and figure out what the offer is.
Think about, like, the Toucher and Rich have had those Bruins weirdos in. They play dress up with people. But this is
way better.
Should we get clearance from corporate?
No,
because he's not going to make it past 4 spoonfuls.
He's not going to get in. He's not going to be.
I might not make it past 4 spoonfuls. I might.
Louth's office, McCone. Go Go to Lel's office and get it out of that fridge.
All right. I got puke buckets.
All right. You get that ready.
You're not going to need them in here. You need them in there.
See what we got. Coming up next, we'll find out what McCone thinks of the jar of mayonnaise.
Hey.
What?
We put him in a corner.
I don't want to put him in the corner over there.
Nobody puts McCone in the corner. I put McCone in the corner.
And we have your NASCAR tickets. We're giving those away next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
He's here.
Oh, he's getting a water.
He's going to get a bucket.
He's getting a water. That's what he's doing.
This is the perfect day to eat a jar of mayonnaise, too. It's like 87 and hot out, humid.
Is he anchoring tonight? That's what we need to know.
I should have just left it in my car.
We got to know if McCone is working tonight.
Well, if he is, he was.
I am, yeah. Going
you
right
are.
Down.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
All right, I'm going to give you an option here.
Oh, options?
Yeah. So you know me, I'm like,
what are they?
I'm always itching my back.
Yeah.
Like this. And T-Bone, he scratches a spot on there. There's a little thing on it. Like, I have this one spot where I get this zit, and I can't reach it. And I think it's white right now.
Oh.
If you double thumb it, you squeeze that sucker, help remove the stuff there and discard it, maybe we'll give you a break. Maybe we'll only let you eat half the mayonnaise.
I'm not doing that. Absolutely not.
I like how Zo
just went from 30 ounces to 15.
Zo believes that popping a zit on his back and cleaning out whatever wound is left behind
from the
cyst
core
on his back is somehow better than eating mayonnaise. People would pick eating the mayonnaise every time.
Now, if there's an ingrown hair that pops out after you remove the core,
you
have to pull the hair out also.
Gross. No way. Nobody wants to do that.
Wealth can't take
it. Nobody wants to do that. We have a freaking pandemic going on, and you want to invite someone in to perform a
I got rubber gloves in my car.
You're going to do a home surgery here.
I got a gallon of alcohol,
hey,
and I got rubber gloves.
Everyone make sure when you go out in the hallway, you wear a mask. But while we're at it, come on over here and cut my back open for me.
I used to work with somebody that popped them.
What's wrong with you?
Jim was there for those. You ready to go, big boy?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Beetle, we're going to start this after 1 o'clock?
No, he can start whenever he wants.
So why don't you take the top off that mayonnaise and give it a little whiff?
All right, first of all, it's a lot of mayonnaise.
No kidding. It's a jar of mayonnaise.
It's a lot.
This is why we kicked Felger Mass's ass.
How long does a jar of mayonnaise last in your home?
Forever, right?
Like, my sister came up from Chicago.
Like
she went through
months.
Ours. She goes, oh, my God.
This, like six
this
months.
Expired 2 years ago. I've got expired jars of mayonnaise.
Does it even expire? What could go wrong?
Nothing. There's nothing worse when you go out to eat and you see mayonnaise like in a squeezable bottle where the ketchup is on your table. I'm like, this shouldn't be outside.
Did we check the date on it?
Yeah, it's good.
February 5th, 2021.
See, the best part, it's
good.
The Canes has
plenty of months left.
Little tang to it, which
but
is going to...
I just want to say, if you wanted to put that jar in your fridge just for sandwiches, you'd be in danger of it expiring while it was in your fridge. February of next year.
Okay.
So unless you like a lot of mayonnaise.
So we do this salad in the summer. It's called a pasta salad. And then we get a ham steak.
Wait, what is it?
Pasta salad. So we get a ham steak, two big ham steaks I cube up the pasta salad. I cube up the ham steaks.
I've never heard of that.
Then I get Munster cheese, and I cube that up, and I get two big 16-ounce bow-tie pastas that we boil, chill them, and then I use a huge jar of that, like Miracle Whip. And then you put that on and you mix it with your hands here and there. I'm like, this is so much freaking mayonnaise. And then you end up throwing away half the pasta salad after 2 weeks because you can't eat it all because there's so much mayonnaise and pasta. Yet you're going to consume an entire jar of mayonnaise and you're going to put it right down that throat. Oh, man.
Well, I think if you, I was talking with Billy Lanny off the air. I think if I chase it with water after each one, I might be okay.
You're going to chase each, so you're going to fill your stomach up with a ton of water.
Just go spoon and then chase it right away and then just kind of go with that. I think that might work.
Big creamy white bucket, just grabbed it and started drinking it.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Why don't you take the first bite? Let me see you take the first bite. So NBC Sports boss, go ahead, put my mamma cone up there. I want you to take the lid off.
You taste or a bite?
Smell the top of it. Smell the top of the mayonnaise.
It's mayonnaise.
No. I want you to get a whiff of it because this is different
than
almonds.
You left it in the fridge overnight, Jim?
Mm. Yeah, before I left yesterday, I put it in the fridge.
It's sealed too, so it's legit.
Properly sealed, properly refrigerated.
Who hired you in Providence? Who's the name of the person that hired you in Providence to do TV?
Frank Carpano.
So Carpano's all over this right now. So this is,
yeah, I'm sure he's
this
thrilled.
Is going to be talked about. You will give us
give
credit.
It a mix. I mean, give it a little whip there.
Dip that spoon in. Get some on your knuckles.
I don't want you
can
to
smell it. There's no way I'm getting this whole thing down. This is so disgusting.
Did you say you were anchoring tonight or no?
I am.
Yes. Nice. How about us just as a spoonful?
Is there any money on the table or am I just doing this? No.
Is it necessary to stir it that much?
So, yeah, I would. So, what's on the table here for this?
I'm in for 100.
He's in for 100. I'm in for the same 50 I was in for yesterday.
Oh, my God. I might
so, that's 150 that we have.
Put the first big spoonful in.
How about like $20 for like 5 spoonfuls? Because even that's probably a much.
Jim's in for so 20. Gross. That's 170.
For 5 spoonfuls.
McComb, here's the trick here. And I've learned this like with liquor you don't like. You can't sip it. Because then you're going to eventually like.
That's what I'm saying.
You
get
Jägermeister.
You
can't
get
sit there and sip Jägermeister, but you got to shoot it down.
Bruins Luchador is in for 50 again from yesterday.
Oh, God.
And I know he's good for it. So that's over $200 you'll get.
Take the first bite.
It's over $200 for the jar. It's not quite the three bills that were out there for Sarge, but it's over $200.
Polar should be in for the whole amount.
Right?
Oh, my God. Here he goes.
Polar should.
First bite. Go.
So gross.
Sports. Let's go. Do it for sports.
Polar should have a matching program for this.
Come on. That's one.
Attaboy.
You know what? If you chase it, you can do it.
All right. All right, then let's see it. Let's see it. Hundreds of dollars on the table.
God. That stays right there. Just keep eating. Just
I take that back. No, you're not. I'm not going to be able to do this whole thing.
I can't believe you got one down.
I think that's I know from watching.
It's like eating. Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, McCullough, tighten it up. Let's go.
From watching the world record breaker yesterday, watching that entire video.
Yeah.
The key to that is speed and
just
not
think.
Thinking.
Can't think.
No that's thinking. Like,
I
just.
I think I should have just kept going.
Yeah, you're
I
don't
right.
Know
if I'm gonna build just go. You get like 5-6 spoons in a row. Then you chase, and it's like I just had a spoon.
So we got this kid.
That's probably like 100 or 200 spoonfuls of that spoon he's using.
So we got this kid from down in Providence by the name of Tim McCone.
There's 59 servings in here.
And down here, we're doing a thing called the mayonnaise eating show.
We're gonna tighten it up with a mayonnaise. Put a little mayo on the flip side.
That was really gross.
People offering their opinions on this, saying pinch your nose when you swallow.
That's what she said.
To prevent the taste is one of the tips being offered. One spoonful down.
The water was good, but like it's the aftertaste afterwards.
It's the tang. Kane says that tang.
Yeah.
Tang is going to eventually hang.
You just
got to
keep eating.
Are you a Hellman's guy?
I am a Hellman's guy. Yeah.
What's that thing?
It's a big difference.
It is a big difference. The Cane's is sweeter, is it not?
What's that?
Isn't that the deal?
Yes. What's that nodule that hangs in the back of your throat? Dingleberry that hangs there, like in the back of your throat.
Oh, the
That's where you're getting that after kick of that Cane's tang. Ugh. I might never have mayonnaise on a sandwich again.
Why can't we think of that?
What is that? It's not a tonsil. You don't. That's the thing you hit. You gotta gag yourself.
I don't know.
Whatever.
You know the little ball.
That thing hanging.
Yeah.
It's right there. It's the little mayonnaise on that. That's where you get in trouble. I got another hour, dude, to watch this.
Thank God you have that for when you've had a little too much to drink.
You gotta. What's going to happen when you get in your car at 2:05?
I don't know. There's really no way I'm going to get the whole thing done.
You know when your forehead starts to sweat?
Not stopping and talking, you're not going to get it done.
You know, and that juice starts to get flown up through your neck.
Here's my concern. I'm not going to finish the whole jar. So then why am I just going to eat half the jar?
I'm wondering the same thing as I sit here and watch you try to pound mayonnaise.
How many spoonfuls is that now?
Put your finger in it.
I've done one.
Oh, you didn't do the second one.
I didn't do the second one. It's the aftertaste.
Oh, God. One more. Let's see one more. You do it. Come on, Macomb.
Complete peer pressure.
Oh, do it for the Celtics.
Every spoonful.
It's so freaking gross.
It's amazing.
I can't even look at it.
He's got to do a headline.
I love gross things, and I can't watch it.
That's it. That was so gross.
Oh, this is amazing.
It's like you ate Zit Pus.
Oh, God. Multiple people asking for your Venmo and offering up $50. So many people want to watch this and see this.
He's gagging. Yeah.
Two spoonfuls in?
That second one was a big, that was not a small spoon.
Get him a serving spoon, you know, like the record breaker girl.
You got more balls than Riley.
You thought the record breaker girl was hot.
I stand by that.
Why don't you just watch her eat it and then you can do it.
If you eat that jar, maybe you can score a date with it. You know? Uvula is the little ball in the back of your throat.
Oh, I would have never remembered that.
Thank you, Jim.
Multiple people chime in with that.
Good to know. The little thing there.
Our programming has been phenomenal.
That was amazing.
COVID.
We were going to give away the tickets to NASCAR, but we had a phone failure that we're looking to correct. So I apologize for that. That's why we didn't get to the giveaway yet. So when that's back up and running, we will do the giveaway. So stand by on that. Something on the screen I've never seen before on our phone screener.
What's on there?
It's a thing that says not connected.
Oh.
I've never seen that. That's a new error. I haven't seen that one yet.
Well, we have five engineers in the building today.
They're working on it. Okay. They're aware. So it should be fixed soon, and then we'll get that back up and running. Oh, man. So we can't get to your calls either, but we do have something on the Celtics we want to get to. We'll do it in 90 seconds.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.